Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here celebrating the good news of Jesus Christ today. And as always, I have some good news for you. And the good news I have for you today is that money can buy and save you time in some instances. The better news is that Jesus Christ is alive and well and is the only one that can give you eternal life. Yes, Jesus Christ is the only one that can give you eternal life. Also, I have some good news scriptures I want to share with you before I get into the message here. John 3:5 says that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Another good news scriptures to start off this show is John 12:25 says, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So the good news scriptures are powerful. Again, John 12:25, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So according to these scriptures here, we are to lose our life in this world, meaning to die to our flesh. Having the wrong thoughts leads to making the wrong decisions. That will never change. Having the wrong thoughts more than likely will lead to making wrong and ungodly decisions. You got it? So remember, we have to lose, which means to get rid of all those carnal-minded things that keep you making bad decisions. You got it? So moving on really quick. Again, John 12:25 is a powerful scripture. He who loves his life will lose it. So moving on, let me just stop really quick before I move on. He who loves his life will lose it. This means, folks, if you love your life in the world where you are right now, meaning I'm assuming you have not surrendered all to God. So if you love your life today, if you love your life outside of the will of God, then you have something to worry about. You really do. If you are content and happy living outside of God, outside of his will for your life, then you have something to think about. You have a choice to make today. And I hope by the end of the show, I give you a clear choice of which path you are headed down, where the road ends for you. Because in order to be God-made, folks, we have to lose something. And you know what that lose is? We have to lose it. The scripture says, he who loves his life will lose it. Lose. Say goodbye. And that it is all the distractions that keep you living and doing whatever you feel like doing. And in my opinion, it's like playing with fire. Seriously. Especially if you are aware of the responsibilities that you have as a Christ follower. If you're aware of that and you are not losing your life to the world, then you have something to worry about. Again, in my opinion, you are literally playing with fire, dancing around, giving yourself an option. And I want to explain that. In my opinion, as a believer, as a Christ follower, I don't have an option to either live in the world or live for Christ. So what I'm talking about is when you dance around and play with fire and not lose your life, lose the world, lose all those things that keep you disconnected and distracted from the Word of God, then you are playing with fire. You follow where I'm going here? So yes, folks, the good news today is money can buy and save you time. But the better news is that Jesus Christ is alive and well and the only one that can give you eternal life. And eternal life means you will live in glory forever in peace and joy and harmony forever and ever for eternity. Eternal life with God. So I'm clear about my choice today. And by the end of the show today, I hope you'll be clear about your choice as well. So in saying that, moving on, the title of the message today is, It's Time for a Change. And the scripture of the day comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18, which brings me to my thought of the day, and here it is. Real life means one thing in Christ, and that is eternal life. Eternal life means undying, everlasting love and peace forever. So the challenge for us all living on this earth today is to remember to utilize our faith, live in our faith, which will give us hope and encouragement that we need when we go through the rough and tough times, when we don't know what to do, what to say, how to feel. We just don't know what to do. Utilizing our faith, living in our faith will give us the hope and encouragement we need to get through it. You got it? I pray today's message will enlighten you and open your eyes wide to that one and only path that will lead you to heaven's doors. So for those who are just tuning in, again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am sharing the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ today. And as I said just a few minutes ago, the title of the message today is It's Time for a Change. And I hope you hear something in this message that inspires you today and give you hope to keep pushing and fighting through those rough and tough times that always seems to come around. Again, the scripture of the day comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. And I want to read those really quick. Verse 16 states, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." And verse 18, "We do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Powerful scriptures today, and I do have a word for you. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18, beginning at verse 16 again, really quick. "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light of affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." And in verse 18, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So really quick, verse 16, I got to talk about really quick that 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." So if you are trying to figure out how to change today, here it is. So the first thing the scripture does not do, folks, is lose heart. It also goes on to say, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. So if you keep your heart in the right place, even though you may find yourself outside, cold, feeling weary, feel like your life is going nowhere, you're wasting away, you've lost every opportunity to have come your way, your inward man, your spirit, your belief, your trust, your joy, your peace, your faith is being renewed and being renewed day by day. Make sense? So my point here is you can't lose heart, first of all, and you can't go wrong when you keep your heart and your thoughts in the right place. And when you stay on that righteous path in life, it will renew you day by day, is what the scripture says. You will be renewed, become a new person, transformed through your inward man, your spirit, your belief, your trust, your joy, your faith. You will be renewed, and it says renewed day by day. Every day you will be transformed. Every day you will have that joy. Every day you will learn to trust. Every day you will learn to believe. Every day you have the opportunity to demonstrate your faith. Amen. So again, verse 16, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." So now I want to move on to verse 17. It states, "For our light of affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." So here it is, my point for verse 17. For our light of affliction, which is our condition, it's that condition you are in, sick in your heart, sick in your mind. Your affliction is also your weaknesses, those vices, you know, those things that keep you locked up and depressed and miserable. Remember I said a few minutes ago, this scripture I love that's going to connect my point here. John 12, 25, "He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Yes, he who loves his life, folks, if you love your life in the world, You will lose it. You will let it go. Those things you love and enjoy in the world on the other side of God's will, you will lose it. You will let it go. You will say goodbye to all those things that keep you disconnected from the Word of God. So he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. You get my point here? If you love it in the world, you will learn to lose it and get rid of it. And if you hate the world, if you hate your life in this world, that is where you want to be, because it will keep you for eternal life. Good stuff. So I want to move on really quick. Verse 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it states, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, I always say all things in the Word of God work hand in hand. So according to the scripture I just read, faith plays a strong role right here. Again, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So, faith plays a strong role right here. Because things which are seen, you don't have to have faith for, because you see them. You don't have to hope for them. You don't have to dream or pray for them. They're there. See, it's those things that have not happened for you yet. It's those things we look for, we hope for, we dream for, we fast for, we pray for. Again, have faith for. You don't see them, so that's why you have to have faith for them. So moving on, I want to say, how do we get to those unseen things? That's a fair question, Susan. How do we get to those unseen things? I'm glad you asked. Here it is. I've been talking about it for the last 10 minutes. John 12, 25, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." We're talking about change today. Change. Because once you understand that working God's will, living in God's will, doing the right thing puts you on that eternal life path, and on that path, good things happen. You overcome sickness, you overcome death, you overcome depression, you overcome anxiety, you overcome fear. You overcome all those vices that keep you locked up in your mind, ultimately keeping you locked up physically in your house, physically in your body. You overcome that as you continue to fight through these things and have faith while you're on that path to eternal life. You got it? So as you live and breathe today, you have to change. You have to allow change to occur in your life. Again, the title of the message today is, "It's Time for a Change." And I ask you today, are you ready to change? Are you really ready to change? Or are you happy in the world? And as I said before, if you're happy in the world, then that's an issue for you. Are you ready to change? Are you ready for that God transformation? Or are you still playing with fire? Are you still giving yourself an option? And that option I talk about is, you have an option to live for the world, or you have an option to live for the Lord. You love the world, which results to death, or you love God, which results to eternal life. You got it? So I want to move on really quick. I want to say this. If that is you today, folks, all you have to do is do one thing, and that is stop. S-T-O-P. Stop in your tracks. Stop what you're doing. Say a prayer to God. Ask him to show you the right way. Lead you down that path, that where you can see him one day. That's called building a sincere one-on-one relationship with God. And he will go through the ups and downs with you. He will lead you to a scripture that will inspire you when you're feeling hopeless, faithless. All you got to do is build that one-on-one relationship with God. Are you willing to change? Again, the title of the message today is, "It's Time for a Change." Finally, it's time for a change. Allow God to transform you today, and I know the rest of your life on this earth will mean something. The rest of your life on this earth will secure eternal life in heaven and glory forever. I have to take a break here. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome back. On the other side of the break, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I was sharing the good news before the break. And the good news statement of the day is this: money can buy and save you time in some cases, but the better news is that Jesus Christ is alive and well and is the only one that can give you eternal life. Also, the title of the message today is, It's Time for a Change. The scripture of the day, I taught on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For things which are not seen are temporary, but the things which are seen are eternal. I have had a wonderful time sharing the Word of God with you today. My final thought of the day is this: you were born into everlasting life by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is up to you to decide if you still want to go. By going, you are saved, you are set free from everything in this world. However, if you don't go, you will die on this earth to wake up to the second death, or wake up to life forever in glory. Final scripture of the day, I want to leave you with some food for thought, and that is Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So again, I asked you, do you want to play with fire? Because I can tell you for certain that your life is not a game. In my opinion, we exist because God says so. That in itself is a miracle. Again, I leave you with John 12:25. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Folks, I have run out of time. I hope you take heed to the call on your life today. In closing, I want to play a song titled, No Matter What Happens Today. I personally wrote and recorded this song. It is my life story. It is my decision to change and turn from my worldly ways and live my life for God and enjoy all the treasures of life. Enjoy the song, and I will be right back to say my final goodbye for today. I'll be right back.
I will bless you, Lord, this morning. I will lift my eyes to you. Although I'm hurting, yes, I'm hurting, still I'm thankful anyway. No matter what happens today, I will live my life for you. This day I will thank you for your grace. Although the fight seems everlasting, I'm casting it on you. No matter what happens today, I can face all of my fears and worries. set me free from me. It's the peace I find in you, oh Lord, the strength that carries me through. No matter what happens today, as I stand before you this day, finding only your love and grace, this world has no more power over me. I've found my peace in you, oh Lord. No matter what happens today, the death of your son for the life of everyone. Beneath the stars, greater are we. Nothing can erase the beauty of your holiness. No one can take away. Till the end, no matter what happens, no matter what happens, no matter what happens today.
I hope you enjoyed that song, No Matter What Happens Today. Again, it is my testimony. It is my story. No matter what happens today, when you're at the end of yourself, look up. God will always be there to raise you up. All you have to do is surrender your heart to Him, and He will do the rest. I have to go. I have run out of time. Remember this one thing. God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. For more information, visit my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Until next time, God bless you all.
Use them, Lord, to glorify.
Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.